So one of the church is that I'm also the chaplain at the school, which is so much fun. These kids keep me on their toes. There's never a week that is the same as the last. And so last week, I gave the high schoolers an assignment, kind of an end of the year. I know we're not at the end of the year, but kind of an end of the year survey to see what they've thought and how they were doing. And I wanted to share some of their responses with you guys. So, and a few of the questions I asked, if RVAA has impacted their relationship with God, where they've seen Jesus working through the school, their own personal journey with God, and here are some of the responses that I got. Its impact, oh, these have not been edited in any way, by the way, just copy and pasted, so. It's impacted my knowledge of the Bible because of the reading that we've done in Bible. Bible camp is definitely my favorite, said another student. It's super fun and a great way to grow closer to God and meet new people. One person said, during the time at Portland when our mission trip got canceled. Somebody else says, we pray before class, which is really helpful. They were not talking about Bible class, by the way. Another person said, yes, Rogue Valley has strengthened not only my relationship with God, but has allowed me to share my belief with my closest friends. Kids are seeing God work in and through the events and programs at Rogue Valley, but factor that affected kids' relationship and what they thought about the school was our teachers. In fact, every single teacher that has interacted with high schoolers that teaches a high school class was mentioned by name by at least one student as someone that the kids looked up to and admired. Here are some of those answers. I won't highlight every single teacher, but all of them were mentioned. One student said, Coach Perry, because he gives me good advice and helps me understand certain topics on a deeper level. Another student said, I've always just liked science and been interested in it. Mr. Satowski really makes me love science even more. He's just so easy to understand and really like his teaching style. He's really good with younger, immature kids, like high schoolers. Don't you love the peer love? Mrs. Gonzalez has inspired and motivated me to become the best version of myself in American literature. She's given me great advice and constructive criticism, allowing opportunities for growth. And another student finished, I look up to all my teachers and coaches. They all show a little bit of Christ every day. Again, those are just the ones I wanted to highlight, but every teacher was mentioned as someone that the high schoolers look up to, by different high schoolers, by different students. And so lastly, I asked them two questions. If a parent asked why they should bring their kids to possible. The kids here are respective and reflect God's image. Another student, why they should come here? They have good sports. They're not all deep. Someone says there's a lack of learning about God. One student said, RVAA is a great school. Though it may be small, it's full of new opportunities. Another said, to say everyone is welcoming. You have the chance to get close with your class because it's a small school. Another student said, because it is full of friendship and supportive people who And finally, my absolute favorite answer to why a student should come to Rogue Valley Adventist Academy. Because I'm there, I don't know. Next year, if you are interested in joining our community for the 2026-27 school year, please talk to the office. Everyone knows that this school works really, really hard to make sure that if your kid wants to come, that the finances are not going to be a barrier. So if you have thought about bringing your kid to this school, if you would like to come and you are worried about finances, please come talk to us anyways. And now I'm going to invite one of our students, a senior this year, Micaiah Martinez, who is going to share with us a little bit about her testimony.
Good morning, church family. Well, Mr. Gonzalez introduced me. I was going to say, if you don't know me, my name is Micaiah, but who cares? Today, I'm going to talk about one of Jesus' miracles, the catch of the fish. In Luke chapter 5, 1 through 11, the passage tells us the story of Peter. He's been fishing all day with no success. Jesus is teaching by the Sea of Galilee and got into Simon and Peter's boat. Jesus tells him to go into deep water and let down your nets. Peter was tired and doubtful, and he chooses to obey anyway. Because of his trust, he caught so many fish that the nets began to break. They had to call another boat over, and both of their boats almost fully sank. In the middle of my sophomore year, I moved to Rogue Valley Adventist Academy. If it wasn't for Gordy, I wouldn't be here. I would be in Costa Rica with my mom. But things worked out this way because God had a plan for me. I'm standing here today telling you how much RVAA changed my life. If I had stayed in Grants Pass High School, I don't think I would have graduated. But next month, I'm graduating, and a few months after that, I'm going to Walla Walla University to study nursing. All the ups and downs of moving schools and not knowing what I was going to do after high school, I found a love for Jesus. What I take from the story is the importance of trusting God, even when it doesn't make sense. When I was a sophomore, it didn't make sense for me to move schools. But now it does. I found a relationship with God, and I'm choosing to trust him because he has something good for me in store. Please pray with me. Dear Lord, thank you for this beautiful Sabbath afternoon and for bringing us all together. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share a part of my story, and I pray that you give others the courage to do the same as well. Amen.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us this morning and for being here. But before we go, I want to make you aware of an incredible milestone that the school is reaching. Rogue River Junior Academy opened its doors at its current location on South Stage Road for the very first time for the 1926-1927 school year, which means that our school has been at the top of that hill for 100 years. So to celebrate this massive milestone, this August we are going to have a centennial celebration. So on August 15, come to the Rogue Valley Adventist Academy campus and join in on the fun. We'll have more information as we get closer to it, but we're going to be having alumni events all weekend long. So put the date in your calendar, and we'll see you there. Let's have one more prayer before we go. Dear God, I just want to thank you for the school, for the students, for the staff, for the parents, for everyone that makes it possible to have been at the top of that hill for nearing on 100 years. I just ask as we go that we can bless the students, the parents, and everyone else that came. And we love you. Come soon. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a good rest of your day.